So I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your outer eyes, become comfortable in your seat, still your mind, and relax your body. Take a deep cleansing breath, breathing into the sacred, infinite presence within. And as you exhale, just let go of any tension in your body and empty your mind of any earthly distractions. And as you continue to breathe, breathing in and breathing out, release any thoughts of false separation or limitation that you have imposed upon spirit or yourself. Release any worries in your mind, for they are just illusions. They are not the truth of your being. And in this sacred moment, know that you truly are one with the One. Feel the spirit of love and peace move from within you into your life, your affairs, and all your relationships. What perfect peace there is in knowing the indwelling presence. What consciousness there is to know that all is well in your life and your world. Divine order permeates the universe, and everything and everyone is enfolded in perfect divine love. As this precious peace flows through your entire being and expresses through you and as you, your heart expands with spiritual understanding. Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters, for he or she will hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other." We cannot serve God and our possessions. We cannot serve God and wealth. So choose this day whom you will serve. Know that no outer circumstances, no outer thing can fulfill you. As a child of the Most High, you know that happiness, love, and harmony will come only from within. As you seek first the kingdom, you realize that you have all the power within to claim an abundant life, and claim it now. The heaven of God is at hand, and you are only limited by your own consciousness. So let go in this holy moment of all the false gods you have known, of every human illusion, and set the intention to keep your vision single-eyed to the truth. Refuse to let the world, other people, material interests, or possessions define you. Instead, resolve to turn within to your spiritual essence. Let your light shine from your true source, your essential divinity. The moment you claim this truth is the moment you turn on the light and let the flood of life and inspiration and intelligence fill and thrill you. In this moment, you are transformed by the renewing of your mind. As a child of God, you are richly endowed with all sufficiency. And as you meditate upon this truth of oneness with God, you reach a higher dimension in thought, and you approach life with joyful anticipation of God's ever unfolding good. You know that God is seeking to express through you as perfect love, radiant health, and abundance. Open your heart and soul to this truth for a few moments in the silence. And dear God, sweet Spirit, our hearts are full of gratitude for your unconditional love, precious peace, and magnificent abundance. We keep our eyes single, ever focused on your truth. We claim this now in the name and through the power of the eternal Christ, and in the name and through the power of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, and so it is. And let us now complete our time of prayer and meditation by gratefully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil.